When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to episode of 158 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. And we are talking our Philadelphia Eagles. And if I'm looking at this year, 2020, it's been a doozy. But I will always try and look for the silver lining of things. And whether it's, you know, having extra time with family members or, you know, loved ones, or just extra time to do things that you always wanted to do. And I try to find the silver linings in this pandemic. And I kind of match that to the Eagles season right now. I'm looking for silver linings at this point in time, because we know what this Eagles football team is. We're in week 12. It's been week after week of stalled offense. It's been weird with the front office and this football team. Players have spoken out. Now we have perhaps some rats in the locker room and organization right now speaking out. Carson Wentz is being attacked by the media. Doug Peterson is being attacked by the media. I'd say both of them are being attacked by the fan base as well. And rightfully so. I mean, that's what it is in Philadelphia. The quarterback and the head coach lead the topic of conversation. But at the end of the day, I could sit here and bitch and moan and want more from this football team. But I'm looking for the silver lining, and that's the development of some of these players on the back end of the roster, some of these players that are getting opportunities to start. Shout out to Jordan Mailata, mate. You know, guys like Travis Fulgham, Jalen Reagor, Miles Sanders. These kind of players give me hope, and that's where I'm at. So I can choose to be angry and upset, but I'm going to choose the route of let's look for the silver lining, and it's time to check the cupboards, see what we have on this roster, see who has what it takes to move forward, and who are the guys that you're going to want to be in the foxhole with and go to war with moving on. And that's what they have to figure out. So with that being said, Evan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I got to spend some time with family, so that end of it is good in my own personal life. As far as this Eagles team is concerned, it's crazy how far we've fallen. I'm not even talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about just this year in the matter of just where our expectations, our hopes are, just – overall feeling with this team. You know, we went into the season, we felt so highly about them. And each week that they disappointed us, week after week after week, we came onto the show and we talked about this is the week that they're going to turn it around. I know that this Eagles team isn't the real I know that the team that we're seeing isn't the real Eagles team. I know that we're better than this. We said that week after week, and we continue to be disappointed time after time. And so I think I finally just come to grips over these past few games that we're not going to turn this thing around. This is not going to be some sort of storybook ending to the season where all of a sudden everyone figures everything out. We limp into the playoffs and then we end up doing well. The bottom line is we're just a bad team. And I've come to grips with that. And there's major changes that need to happen in order for us to correct this. And it's not going to happen during the season. It's going to happen during the offseason. And I hope it does happen. I hope that the shakeups that are necessary are made in coaching positions, in just having the right guys on the offensive line, going into next season with a deep, effective roster. Those are the things we're looking at. And the first step in that is to just do a total roster evaluation. I mean, we didn't have a preseason this year, so we really didn't get to showcase any of the young guys, any of the guys who were, you know, bubble to make the team. We didn't have an opportunity to do any of that. And so what I want to do for the rest of our season right now is have our preseason now. This season's already a wrap. I'm not saying that we're going out there and we're not developing game plans or anything like that. I'm simply saying I want to see what we have on this roster. I want to see some more Jalen Hurts. I want to see what kind of quarterback he actually is. I just want to see what we can move forward with going into next year.
Wow. Yeah, dropping the hammer. You talk about, we wish this was a better storyline, a.k.a. like a Invincible. You'd hope they had a remake and it would be Invincible. the storyline of Carson Wentz going through the trials and tribulations and coming out on the other side of the goal line. I mean, that would be a perfect story. And you're just hoping that Carson Wentz's storyline to his career in Philadelphia doesn't end here. We've seen the ups and downs. We've seen the regression this season. We've seen, the marriage between a coach and a player kind of dissolve in front of our eyes. I don't know what is behind that, but obviously it's been weird. If you go back to press conferences with Doug Peterson, that's where it is. It's in that twilight zone. If you would ask, if Doug Peterson's wife would ask Doug Peterson, "Dougie, honey, how do I look in this outfit? Does this outfit make me look fat?"
Fat. No, not fat. No. That was assuring, right? That was assuring?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if Doug answered that question in that tone, his wife would be like, "I hate you right now." Carson Wentz has to be sitting at home watching that press conference like, "Doug, I hate you right now. Can you just say, I'd rather him say,
lie to me. Just lie to me.
Either lie or just be a man and just say what, I mean, obviously coaches have to say certain things in press conferences, but you don't have to, like, if he just lie to him, lie to us. I'm okay with that. But just the fact of making it weird to make it weird is just like, I think that's where the whole vibe of the season is. That his, the way that he handles questions and the way that there's no real direct answers to anything. There's no accountability. There's no cohesiveness between the quarterback and the direction of your franchise quarterback moving forward. Jalen Hurts' situation is weird. But then Jeffrey Lurie even makes it weirder with his not showing up to the Cleveland Browns game. It's like, and he's always at the games.
Always.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, and so when I read that article, it was really kind of a shocker to me. I figured we would hear about that earlier in the week. I was just learned about that, today. But just the fact that, like, him not going to the games, to me, is monumental. It really says a lot. And in the article, he talks about how he was just, playing it safe because of COVID. His mom requested that he, didn't go to the game. And so, I guess he would be able to spend time with her on Thanksgiving. I get it, but like when you are the owner of this team, you haven't missed any other games prior to this, even during this COVID pandemic. With the team in the state that it is, you not showing up does speak volumes. And while I don't necessarily blame him, considering, like, what I can't help but look at is what you just said, all of the finger pointing of what's going on right now. I feel like as a fan base, we're viewing this from the outside looking in, and all we're doing is seeing an awful organization, an awful football team, and we see a bunch of people that are pointing the fingers, and they're trying to pass accountability onto somebody else, and we're just sitting here looking like, yo, it's somebody's fault. It's obviously somebody's fault, because this is a pathetic football team right now. If we were to win out for the rest of the season, which is not going to happen, we're about to go through a gauntlet, but if we were to win out, we'd have a total of 9 wins on the entire season. That's not good. This isn't a good team. And so him not showing up, to me, it really speaks on where his mind is on this whole coaching staff. I think Jeff Lurie is completely, the final straw is broken for Jeffrey Lurie. And I'm expecting to see some big changes this offseason. We keep talking about it, but if things keep trending the way that they're happening, it's going to get even uglier than it is right now.
Now, he gave Andy Reid 14 years. He gave Chip 3 years.
Yep.
Doug Peterson is on his 5th year. He does have a Super Bowl win under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's obviously seen some things that he's not happy with. Obviously, it's on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, there's been rumors that, you know, I haven't seen it out there on the timeline yet for many beats to back it up. But I've heard that he's fired 3 scouts. And I heard that he got in Howie Roseman's face.
Yeah.
And bitched him out.
Tore him a new one, I heard, yeah.
I'm still waiting to see any beats pick that up. But it's interesting to see where this might be headed. If Lurie is going to put his Thanos outfit on and his glove and start evaporating
fingers,
that would be interesting to see. And then now we're in a weird, like, this is the Twilight Zone period where I'm interested in seeing this kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We were talking about it in that, like, we felt so uncomfortable. We felt so disgusted by this football team. It's about time that people inside of that organization start feeling the same way we do. I'm glad that they feel as uncomfortable right now as we felt the entire season.
Yeah. And I think it's, again, you know, with all this drama that is building with the Eagles organization, the players, the fan base, head coach, GM, owner, there's a game to be played this, you know, this coming Monday. And it's just an interesting watch. Like I'm just sitting here picking out storylines that I'm interested in. Obviously, the Seahawks have been a team that Doug Peterson has failed to beat. They're 0-4. They haven't found an answer for Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
He's got unlimited W's versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. We get to see DK Metcalf, you know, who's a constant reminder of a player they missed. It's a constant reminder to Jeffrey Lurie of what's going on in his scouting department, in his drafting, in his building. So I think it's a perfect opportunity to also see Darius Slay and what he does to DK Metcalf,
One of
the free agent acquisitions this year. That's a storyline I'm hoping to see. But yeah, I don't have a good feeling going into this game. This team has not given me any reason to put my money on them. Not that I would bet, because I hate betting, because I hate losing. But I wouldn't put money on this team. They have given us no reason offensively to have any belief in them.
Yeah. No, there's really, like I said a few minutes ago, I'm not even going into this game looking for, like, I'm not going into this game expecting to win. I'm going into this game just simply trying to see what we have in our roster, you know, versus this Seattle team. I would love to come in here and say, yeah, I want to see some sort of comeback victory, something like that against the Seahawks. I don't know, man. I just don't feel it. I don't feel like that's a possibility. We tend to play up to, we've been doing that this entire season. In years past, we play up to our opponents. So in this four-game stretch, who knows? I think it's possible that the Eagles might squeeze one out, but it's just not going to be enough. We've dug ourselves in too deep of a hole at this point for me to come in here and feel any sort of hope for this team at this point.
Yeah, I mean, and my hope is just looking at those players, how I opened the show with, just like really checking the cupboard. And I would look at like a Jason Peters with an expiration date of probably like November, December 2020. And then look at Jordan Mulata, who's, you know, that's 2022, mm-hmm. A jar of something in the cupboard. And like, you know, I'm going to go with this one because this expiration date is very close to expiring.
I thought you were going to say that Jason Peters' expiration date was like November, December 2018.
Well, he's still here. So 2020, at the end of the season, he'll be gone. I'm looking for the most fresh
ingredient.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
Why not throw that in there?
Exactly.
Move that expired dish to the side at right guard.
Right.
You know.
And if you think about every game, like a game plan that you're cooking up, for instance, is a game plan that you are cooking up for executive chefs, people that you really want to impress. You're in the NFL, for God's sakes. Don't you want to be using the freshest ingredients that you have every single week on a week-to-week basis? Like if I was cooking a meal for Gordon Ramsay, you know that I'm not going to be caught dead serving some expired left tackle. You know what I mean? I want to give the freshest that I have to offer because I want to impress. That's what you're trying to do here. That's how you win people over.
I mean, we're trying to do the chef's kiss after, you know, like this meal. And right. It is what it is at this point. You know, you're just wanting to see something from this offense. This unit has been terrible. There's been, again, like the defense has had its woes, but this offense, like the NFL is an offensive league. It's like it's really run by the offense, like scoring points. It's 100%. Exciting. But week after week, we're sitting here. They go through droughts like three quarters. Before they score, or like they score in the first quarter, kick a field goal, and then go two quarters and score in the fourth quarter. It's week after week, or you know, you just don't know.
Never have a complete game plan. Like they'll have a game plan that actually, not even just in scoring, but just being able to move the ball down the field. They won't have a game plan for three quarters of that, and then they finally start moving the ball in the fourth.
It's insane. I mean, but you talk about a team that. Defensively, they could match up nicely with this Eagles roster. You know, look at Carson Wentz and his ability to deal with the blitz. You know, they have a shot. I mean, if it's one game where the offense could shine, it could be against this defense. Obviously, Carlos Dunlap has added, you know, something to their defensive front. But I feel like if Carson doesn't show anything this week, in the rumors of Carson Wentz, air quotes, being broken, people will have questions because this is the defense where he could potentially move the ball. And if you can't do it here, you have issues. You have real issues. I think defensively there are Eagles front should be sound against the run. I mean, they could put some pressure on Russell Wilson, who's had some. He's been erratic over the last couple of games. But I mean, Russell Wilson. There's Russell Wilson magic. I think, you know, we've had problems stopping Daniel Jones. What's to say that we can stop Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. And let me just play devil's advocate here. Because I don't think that this is going to happen, but I just want to see how far gone we are as Eagles fans with this hope. Let's say the Eagles throw something together and we end up winning this game. Do you feel more hopeful about this season?
No, I just feel hopeful about internally what these players are dealing with mentally. Like, I feel like
so
overcoming all the adversity right now and catching a dub. When you have guys like Lane Johnson going down and there's the 10th O-line shuffle across the board. Like, seeing them come out with a W would mean to me that the game means something to these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would go a long way for sure. Say they won two in a row. Say they beat the Packers. Or do you have hope restored at that point?
I mean, I probably would.
I think so too.
If the way they win is like any glimpse of like prior seasons where they showed heart, I'd be like, okay, something happened in the locker room and the guys are coming together. That's what you like to see. Someone asked me what's your take on like the Eagles moving forward? And I was like, I'd rather see them even like if they lost close games with younger players who showed fight, I'd rather see that than some wins that were, with older players that aren't going to be here next year. Because I think having those reps
really
plenty of time are so important to the development of the back end of this roster moving into next year.
That's a really interesting statement that you just had. So you would rather have some losses at this point in the season with seeing development of younger players than you would just trotting the same old guys out there and we eke a win out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as weird as that sounded, I'm really looking towards the future of this team.
And same.
I need to see Travis Fulgham. I need to see Jalen Reagor in fighting. I need to see these younger linemen like battling out there and getting quality reps. I need to see the confidence building in Jordan Mailata moving into next season.
Yeah.
I already know what Jason Peters is.
I agree with that, but I think that if we were to see, I agree 100% with everything you just said. I agree. I want to see more of our younger players. I want to see the development of them, but I think it would go a long way if we were to see some veterans out there. I mean, we count on Brandon Graham every single week, and he tends to show up every single week, but I want to see, in addition to those young stars continue to blossom, I want to see these vets show up, because that to me tells me that they're playing for their coach. That to me instills more confidence in my head coach, because I don't want a head coach that everybody's given up on. I don't want a head coach that nobody believes in this game plan. So if I see the vets out there fighting for them and they want to win this game really badly because they want to prove that Doug Peterson is their coach moving forward, that I would love to see that. I mean, I haven't completely written Doug Peterson off yet. I haven't completely written off Carson Wentz yet. I haven't written any of those guys off entirely until the season's over. I'm riding this thing out. And so if these players are showing me that that's the coach that they want to play for, maybe we just need to draw up some different game plans moving forward.
Yeah. It's just weird. Just thinking about like where we have come to at a season. Week 12, and it's really just a reality show. It's the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles reality show. And, who's going to be, whose season's going to end here?
Yeah. Who's going to put the torch out?
you will no longer be needed. Thank you. But I think that's the part of like, you're just waiting for this terrible season to end, and you're figuring out like, where does this turn?
Yeah.
When does Carson Wentz show up? I mean, I think, Carson Wentz has his little Wentz Bros show he puts out there.
Like, what do you mean?
He could literally do a reality show on this season. Like, I mean, the ratings would be through the roof. I mean, go across the national media. He's being spoken about on every NFL show. What's going on with Carson Wentz? Eagles didn't see this coming. It's such a drama-filled 10 minutes or 5 minutes on every single show of everyone trying to figure out what happened to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and we're all sitting here wondering the same exact thing. Like, and I think that the fan base is not so much in the belief that Carson Wentz doesn't have it anymore. I think that they've come to grips with the fact that the marriage of Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson is shattered. I just don't think that that relationship is working out that well. I think a lot of people are realizing that.
And you talk about the way that the media is like breaking down Carson. He basically, there's a quote that Wentz had speaking to the media. This is how he, you know, he said, first of all, media, you can ask whatever question you want. Wentz said, I know that's always a scrutinized position playing quarterback. And that's what I signed up for when I came out to play quarterback, going back to high school. I can take it. I can wear it. Are we playing as good as we can as a team? No. Am I playing my best football? No. You guys can ask whatever question you want, bring up whatever you want, and I'll put my head down and go to work.
I mean, that right there, that's instilling a little bit of confidence in me. That's the type of answers I want to. I just need that to be backed up by on the field. I need to see those words become reality. You can, you know, mess up all you want, take the blame for it, take accountability for it. That's great. That's the first step. But the second step is taking that next advancement and improving.
Now, Doug Peterson says, we have to work through this. When times get rough, sometimes that might be the easy thing to do. This business is about work. This business is about detailing and ownership. That's what we've got to do. This is sports bigger than one guy. We all have a hand in it, and we all have to fix it.
Not as confidence instilling, to be honest with you.
If I'm going to be real, I feel like you know, the rumor that I was hearing that Doug Peterson is coaching for his job. If he happens to lose out, this could be the end of Doug Peterson's time in Philadelphia. That's what I heard. I don't, you know, look, obviously I'm just waiting for confirmation and seeing it elsewhere. But if that's the case, it's from what we've seen in the press conferences, the action of Doug Peterson, something's going on. And you talk about his ability to say that Groh was going to come back. And Carson Walk and those guys being, yeah, they'll be back. Next thing you know, they're gone. Like, we don't know where his say is. Like, you know, like he could say whatever he wants, but they Howie and Lurie might have their own
agenda for sure. And I got that that same little tidbit that you did. And I was sitting there wondering. Just lose out to me. I mean, lose out in the sense of the word means you lose every game the rest of the season. How I read that though is that it's really these next four games. I mean, I can't imagine that if you lose these next four games, the last two, they don't matter. They're versus division opponents, that like the division, you probably had already lost the division at that point. And even if you didn't, like, you're very obviously just not a good enough football team to compete in the playoffs anyway. I think we come to that agreement now. But if the Eagles can show us something in this next stretch of games that they have a little bit of life in them, you know, we would feel a little bit differently. If they lose these next four games, though, I think that that statement very well could become reality. And if that's what happens, that's what happens. Because, man, what would we be then? We would be 4-11-1.
Right now, we have the eighth overall pick in the NFL draft.
3-11-1. Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, it's weird as, you know, it's, I'm okay with that. You know, like again, like I said, I'm right at this moment in time, I'm looking at the development of the roster. This is where we're at. Like, I can, you know, we're not candy coating, we're not doing any homerism here. We know what we see on this team. We follow it close enough. It's weird.
Yeah.
We know what's weird. But now we're looking for the silver lining in this football team.
I have something that I just need to ask you about before we get out of here. It's confidence in Matt Pryor at right tackle.
I'm team Jack Driscoll. If you can go, if there's any issues or anything lingering, if he's got any injuries or something. But I want to see the youth. I want to see the youth move. For a guy who's just got here, he's given us something. Again, he's a developmental reps. I kind of know what Matt Pryor is. I mean, he's a utility guy. He can give you a couple starts here and there. Is he consistent? No. Is he Richard Pryor versus Matt Pryor? laughable at sometimes. Yeah. So I feel like, give me Jack Driscoll.
I know. That's why when I saw that, I was a little bit just confused because Matt Pryor struggled at the guard position. And now to move him out to the tackle and then have, you know, Peters on the inside right next to him, I feel like that's a very weak side of the line at this point. I mean, Peters has been getting beat up. Granted, he could have a little bit of an easier time on the interior of the line, but that entire right side is a total question mark on my ass.
I think Peters will be better on the inside. The athletic ability isn't exactly where, you know, he can still give you some solid run blocking and protect the interior. But again, it's like, you know, but shout out to Lane Johnson, the guy who's given us, he's been gutted in and out.
Jason Kelsey as well.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey as well. But we've been talking about the concerns of Lane Johnson and him trying to get it out. He's done damage to his ankle, said that it's basically collapsed on the inside.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds horrendous.
I forget the name of the ligament, but it's basically he's going to have to
get reconstructive surgery.
And we're not like you're hoping that he doesn't get arthritis in that area, because then that could be an issue.
Yeah, that could totally linger.
His ability to push off, like you've seen it. You've never seen Lane Johnson in these. Being put in these positions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's been gutting it out, but obviously I don't want to see him jeopardize his career any longer.
For sure.
You know,
especially on this season.
And once you start draining stuff, fluids out of your ankle, and he had a cyst in there, and like it's getting bad. I think he's a warrior out there. So I just want him to rest and get better.
Prayers for good times ahead, man. Prayers for good times ahead.
If you're gonna leave viewers out there with some positive vibes, what you got?
Well, if we lose out, we'll have a hell of a draft position.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I would say start watching some college football if you haven't been already, and just see what kind of prospects we might have in Eagles Green next season. This is an exciting time of the year for Gale Saunders. This is something he really looks forward to in draft prospects. And I
get that involved this early, but I'm there.
You're there. I mean, they're you're there.
So I'm going to wait till we see where we're at in the draft order, and then we'll start hammering home. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting offseason.
You've nailed Eagles picks in the past, man.
Yeah. I mean, Eagles, if you want to hire me, you know, let me know. But obviously we want to give a shout out to all the people that have been joining us on Eagles Kickoff Live before the games and after the games, joining the pod. It's been a great environment, a lot of Eagles talk, and basically it's been great interacting with fans all over the world. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't, if you're new here. It's all about the Eagles community, everybody, pitching in and talking Eagles, even though we're having a rough season. We have each other at the end of the day. But before we get out of here, score prediction.
Okay, so do we get embarrassed in a blowout on Monday night? I think not. But I'm going to say 28-20 Seahawks.
28-20. I am going 28-17 Seahawks. It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
It is what it is. And as rough as this season is, at the end of the day, it's always fly, Eagles fly. We'll see you in the next one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.